25-year-old Colin Bukowski of Pines, Colorado. His five companions were not in the tunnel when the ice tunnel collapsed. Japanese astronaut Koichi Wakata is about to get a new companion aboard the International Space Station, little Kirobo, the robot. The 13-inch humanoid robot is the product in part of Toyota's voice recognition technology. Kirobo is part of a 3.5-ton supply on the way to the space station. This is NPR. In Los Angeles, police have arrested a suspect in a deadly episode last night at the Venice Beach boardwalk. One woman was killed and 11 were injured when a man drove onto the boardwalk where people had gathered. Nathan Campbell is jailed on $1 million bail. Police are not discussing a possible motive, but they say there's no indication it was a terrorist attack or that anyone else was involved. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma has congratulated President Robert Mugabe, who's been declared the winner of the elections in neighboring Zimbabwe. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has more.
Sometimes strained relations between President Zuma and Mugabe over Zimbabwe's fractious peace process appear to have been swept aside. Just last month, Mugabe called a female member of the South African mediation team a stupid, idiotic street woman who should shut up. But Zuma has proffered his profound congratulations to Africa's oldest president on his re-election to a seventh term after 33 years in power. The results of the vote are being challenged by his main opposition rival and questioned by the US, the West, and Zimbabwean observers. Sharply divergent views of the election indicate that South Africa and Southern Africa are prepared to swallow Mugabe's victory for the sake of regional stability. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Harare.
At the box office this weekend, the action film Two Guns, starring Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg, took the number one place with $27.4 million in sales. In the movie, a drug enforcement agent and a naval intelligence officer team up. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Esurance, an Allstate company, with Coverage Counselor, a car insurance tool for helping customers select coverage limits at esurance.com.
Hi, this is Goose. All Seasons Adventures is a proud supporter of programming on KPCW. Once again this summer, we will be rafting, hiking, mountain biking, fly fishing, and more. We can be reached at 435-649-9619 or www.allseasonsadventures.com.
This is Matt Mitten, attorney with Jones Waldo, a Park City law firm. Longtime supporters of KPCW, our firm provides estate planning and other personal legal services to residents of Summit County and beyond. We are online at joneswaldo.com and 435-200-0085.
Join us for the Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Head into summer with us as we explore health, nutrition, and lifestyle with the experts.
From going gluten-free to finding your balance.
From bike position to relationship alignment.
From the educational journey to navigating wellness.
That's Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on The Mountain Life. Only in Park City, only on KPCW.
Brought to you by Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, Stein Erickson Lodge and Spa, Park City Clinic, and Grand Valley Bank.
And I'm gonna sing a song for you. And Bill's gonna show you a thing or two. You'll have some fun now with me and all the gang. Learning from each other while we do our thing.
Na, 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 gonna have a good time.
Hey, hey, hey. That's your line.
Oh, sorry, I was busy trying to adjust.
This is Bill Cosby coming at you with music and fun. And if you're not careful, you may learn something before it's done.
KPCW with Tony Owen Stacy and Bill and the Cause
and Fat Albert.
I was hoping you'd at least mime the hey line.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Weighing 75 pounds. I thought that would have been kind of amusing. KPCW, thank you guys for listening in. My name's Tony Oras. Stacey Domalski here with me doing our biweekly unnamed show, spinning some tunes, a little silliness, taking your calls, 655-8255, and discussing everything from thrift store shopping to Rush concerts. So
yes,
there's a little something for
and everything in between.
Everybody,
yes,
from estrogen to testosterone is kind
of. But see, here's the thing: from thrift store to Rush, you embody all of that. I mean, you don't even need me over here for the other end.
Yeah, but it's you bring out the feminine side in me.
Oh.
I would really like to go shopping more than I do, but don't have the patience. But we made a good tag team on that. That actually worked out all right.
You don't have the patience. You're right, because you breezed by all of these things,
the good stuff
that you ended up trying on and buying.
Yeah, that.
And then when we went back where the pants were, I was actually looking at jeans, and you were bored, so you started looking at the flashy pants. But they were women's pants, but they were flashy. And actually, there are men who wear those pants, but you are not narrow enough to get in there.
Gotcha.
So
I'll take your advice on that fashion wise. But yeah, you snagged a couple things that I missed. And
then when you were shopping for yourself again,
mm-hmm,
I grabbed them from your, mm-hmm, your cold.
Hey, listen, if I have a difficult time shopping for myself, you don't want me spending any quality time shopping for you as a woman.
You didn't seem to have any problem shopping for yourself once you got jump started.
Right.
You know, it's like putting the car into neutral, pointing it downhill, and popping the clutch.
Yep. Yeah,
and then then the motor started going, and then I put it in first gear, and then you were like, I get it now.
I like this material, but the cut's not right.
And that's where we were. Yeah. And don't you think these sleeves are a little short?
Yeah.
And you asked me like three times because you really wanted to buy
that
shirt.
I really wanted that shirt, but I got big gorilla arms, so that didn't work out. But we both walked out of there with something we dug. So
I almost didn't get the pants because you bought your shirts. We were on the way out, and I said, no, wait, one of the things I wanted to look at is jeans. I want to get jeans that actually fit me.
Yeah, we did a double take there.
So we went, you gave the stuff back to the guy and said, here, hold this. She wants to go look at some pants.
That's when they should have figured out I wasn't gay.
No, I was exaggerating. You did not do that.
KPCW 91.9. Who's on the radio?
Hello.
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 Yes, you're on the air.
I'm so sorry to interrupt this Project Runway-esque topic, but I have a really important topic to discuss. I need your input on.
Okay, we're all ears. Do you care to give your name, or are you going to remain anonymous?
You'll figure it out, probably, Stacey.
I can hardly hear you because I can't hear you through my headphones. I can only hear you through... Tony, start pushing some buttons.
Oh, yeah. We got to figure out how to be heard. First of all, let me see if you're on the red phone or the blue phone. Let's see.
I think politically,
I'm probably on the blue phone, but another day.
Well said.
Yes.
You are on the red phone. Are you getting anything now? Is that better?
No. The caller is not coming through.
Oh, boy.
You are coming through.
Okay. And now you're... Your technical competence is showing.
I know.
Yeah, lack thereof in our case. But we knew this from show one a few weeks ago. So, okay.
All right,
go ahead, sock it to me.
So I'm on an airplane today leaving for Ohio, and we're in Salt Lake City, and we're all on the plane. It's not a small plane. It's a first class, about four rows, and then three and three all the way through the back of the plane. And we're on time. Everybody loads up. The plane is not full. And the pilot comes on and asks the flight attendants to open the door and says, we have been informed that six people have to get off because the plane is overweight. And we'll pay six volunteers $400 to get off the plane.
What airline?
We're sitting there looking at each other. The guy next to me and I are super frequent flyers. Never, ever heard this before.
Right.
Six people, let's do the math on the possible weight of six people, have to get off because the plane's overweight. That's all they say, $400, get off. So six people eventually get off. Door closes, engine start up again, engine start stand down again. Polly gets on and says, the gate agent is informing us three more people need to get
off. What?
Were there, I mean, was it a flight full of heavy people? By the way, is this Linda?
Yeah.
Linda, yeah. Was it a flight full of heavy people?
No, the plane wasn't even full, right? So you got, you know, some middle seats are open and just random people delicate frame type, Stacy, to, getting off.
And was this?
So then he says, the gate agent says three more need to get off, but if you don't want to hear this announcement again, let's just make it four.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Linda, I cannot believe. So how long were you detained for this?
What?
How long were you detained for all of this?
I think about an hour.
Oh, man.
Now, was this a respectable, like, real airline, or was this United?
It's Delta.
Wow.
It was Delta. I have never, I didn't, and so then they said something like, the gate agent is telling us, okay, so first of all, you think about the gate agent doing the math, like he's out there with the scale.
Wow.
Putting people.
Right.
I have no idea how they were figuring this out because I didn't see them take their luggage off if it was underneath.
Wow.
They're offering them $400 and they can get off the plane. And then I think all in all, what was it, maybe 10 people got off a plane that wasn't even full. And then he said a little bit like, the gate agent, you know, said that for the weight of the plane and the altitude and the runway length, you know, we need to lighten the plane.
What? I mean, did they at least pick the people that were eating Cinnabon? I mean, jeez.
This is a whole new.
That's crazy.
Part of travel now.
Now, I have had that happen when I've gone to the Caribbean and you island hop on the pontoon planes where you take off and land on the water.
I mean,
and they weigh you
the
and your bags
that.
Because it's a small plane.
No, yeah, absolutely. We've done that on tours as well, South Pacific, going from, you know, little.
Listen, don't you remember there was a third person on the flight deck that was the engineer and they were doing all that math? Now the gate agent is doing it.
Oh, like with a pen and paper? Carry the two. Okay, we need another person to get.
Right.
They're standing out there with their abacus, you know.
Oh, that does not make me feel warm and fuzzy.
Well,
I will admit to a slight nervousness because it, you know, the guy next to me, the seat between us turned out to be empty. And so I was able to move one over, but we, you know, looked at each other and was like, have you ever, I mean, I'm a billion miler flyer. I have never on a regular sized plane. And by the way, I've been to Foxy's, but I can't remember what island it was.
I can't remember
on.
What
and
island it is. It's not Tortola. It's the one right next. I think it's Peter Island.
Probably.
You
so anyway,
island
I just
snobs.
Wanted to, you know, to tell you that it's a new frontier in flying now. You got to.
I guess so.
And this was when?
Today.
Today.
Now
back to our conspiratorial thread here, Linda. since there was over a dozen embassies that were closed down with a detected Al-Qaeda threat to happen today, which is the first day at the end of Ramadan, I believe. Do you think it was maybe something fishy, just like a security thing?
Okay, Tony Oros, if they came in and said, you and you get off,
That's that. Hey, you with the turban.
No. Hey,
you with the automatic weapon. And
you in the sandals.
Yeah, right. Hey,
throwing. Thing I have ever experienced flying.
I'm just throwing an Oliver Stone twist into it for you.
Oh, my gosh, Linda, I cannot believe that. You've got to write about that somehow.
Oh, there is such an analogy to, you know, some kind of screening for coming into a business meeting that, you know, there's some criteria you have to meet, like the entire room can only weigh this much in order to get the meeting
I
was thinking of 100 things going, oh, my gosh. And they were giving like zero information, and so
wow.
Other than you know, the pilot says, Oh, here's a voice you don't want to hear much of anymore, but I got to tell you one more time, if more of you don't get off, we're not going. So when they closed the door the first time after people got off, okay, you know, they're off, and we're looking to see if they're taking the luggage. No. All right, they're going to push the plane, then the door opens again. Someone's doing the math. I have no idea how they were figuring that out.
Extremely odd. Thank you for the cautionary tale, Linda. And apparently,
you're so
since
welcome. Don't have breakfast before you get on that plane.
Well, that's what. Yeah, that's it. You'd leave the Cinnabon on the stand. Hey, thanks, Linda.
Have a wonderful evening.
All right, you too.
See ya. Thanks, Linda.
Wow. So, how do you know Linda?
She's a good. If you look on my wall, she posted a picture. She's an author. She's a
good.
She does a lot of things. She is a business consultant. She is an accountability expert.
And she's apparently a Caribbean island snob like you
are. You know, it is not my fault that you have not been down there yet. You know plenty of people that go down there. I used to live part-time down there.
Right, yeah, and your folks are still down there.
My folks are still down there, and they own a hotel.
Well, now I need a gig. For sure.
Well, you would gig because they hire entertainment, and you would have a place to stay.
Why didn't we talk about this?
And,
well, I
but you don't listen.
Who do I?
Segway.
Here we go.
We're right back into it.
Right back into Mr. Wonderful.
Oh yes, what does he have to say about this?
You're going shopping by yourself? How about if I tag along and carry your bags?
Oh, I think that's exactly what you said when we went thrift store shopping last week.
Something like that, except with testosterone and spine. Something, you know, just crazy guy stuff.
He has a spine somewhere in there.
What doesn't he have?
He can do yoga.
What doesn't a little mini Romney have?
I don't know. I haven't undressed him yet. I don't know what he doesn't have. All I know is
he's got a zipper in the back of his shirt, which is odd.
That's where his battery goes.
Oh.
Because not everybody can say this without a little bit of battery.
Actually, I'm not sure which way to go. I'll turn in here and ask directions.
See, you can't even listen to that with a straight face.
I have no. See, that's always been, you know what? I don't. There's a couple of those male female things that I'm sure comics, time immemorial have gone at. But those are two things that I really don't. I never had a problem as a man asking for directions. I don't know. Maybe most men do.
I think they do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just save me a half hour driving around in a circle.
Okay. Now the same way that you said about me that I'm not a typical chick because I'm into Tarantino and I like Rush and I even like Poison. I know you don't. But I like metal bands and stuff like that and other things that we've talked about. But
wait, you read books and you like Poison? Okay, go ahead.
I actually read books and I like Poison.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I'm well read. But you're in the same vein. You are on the other end of that. You like to shop. You'll ask for directions. You wanted to squeeze yourself into these pink pants.
That's like part of my job, though.
And that right there, too. You like to play dress-up. You like to put on a wig. And I don't care if it's part of your job. There are some men that
I get paid more to put on a wig than to play as me.
But see,
nine
men out of ten would say, wait, I get to be president of General Electric, but I have to put on a wig and spandex? Yeah, I'm not doing it. But you would go, okay.
I don't have to do any accounting. I don't have to do any math, do I? Then I'm in.
Not if you work for General Electric. They own NBC.
Gotcha.
So, but anyway, you there are things about you that even I'm that just come up, and I'm like, that's interesting.
I've never been a shot to my ego to pull over and ask for directions if I'm lost, even if there is a woman with me. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull over and ask a woman for directions.
I was going to just say, so there's a woman with you, and you're lost. Now, are you going to pull over and ask somebody else for directions, or are you going to turn to her and go, we're lost. You got any suggestions?
Well,
you gonna
this conversation's really moot with smartphones now, isn't it? Because if you can't
figure
out
Maps. Well,
unless
you got iMaps, because that doesn't always get you where you want to go, because it's crap.
Right, yeah. I got no problem with that. But another, male, female, who decided that the natural state of the toilet seat was down? Who decided that?
Okay, let's go, boy. Let's
yeah.
go.
Who decided that?
It needs to be down because it's designed to be down. You use it both up and down. We just use it down. Therefore, three out of
if it can
three,
be used
four,
both ways, then why
no, no, no,
is
because,
one way a default?
Because, okay, look, there, let each way it's used is a fourth. Let's look at it that way. You use it one way up, one way down.
Okay.
That's two fourths,
okay.
half.
I use it
down and down. So three out of four ways that that toilet seat can be used is down. Ergo, it needs to stay down
all the
time. That
is really twisted logic.
That is math, dude.
It is not.
That's totally math. Three out of four ways that toilet seat is used is down. And by the way, may I add, it's a hole this big. You're only about this far. How can you miss?
I'm only about this far, but it happens in the dark. It happens.
Then
look,
turn on the light.
No, lights are not meant. I like it dark.
Oh, well, then why don't you just stand up out of bed and aim?
I do have a balcony.
Oh, okay. Let's hope you can hit the great outdoors. But I'm skeptical because I have two sons.
Right. Well, you've got that. Well, hey, I listen. Then why don't we just go all the way and have both the... You know, both the seats down at the same time, all the time.
Wait, there's only one seat and a lid.
Why not keep the lid down at all times, too?
Okay, if we agree to do that, I'm okay with that.
It's all arbitrary.
No, it is not.
It is absolutely arbitrary.
The first time you come into the...
I think it's an old, like, Kathy Griffin joke or something from the 70s or somebody.
No, it's preservation. You have never had to come into the bathroom in the night, in the dark, sit down, and then, I just fell in on this porcelain cold seat because the seat was down.
That you're right. That one's never happened. Has that happened to you, caller, KPCW?
Hey, Tony. It's Moon Boy. And,
hey.
I know I promised, but you guys are just pushing it to the limit. And as safe, I'm calling it 2 out of 2. Because when you're puking...
Oh, we forgot vomit.
So that you have to clean it anyway. You might as well clean that bottom rim. You know what I'm saying? So I'm calling it 2 out of 2.
Wow.
Backing you up, Tony, man. It's like, you know, it's like you're getting your, yeah.
You're right.
I grieved 2 weeks ago when you had two women in there. And she's railing you, and I can't allow it to happen any longer.
Right? No. I mean, we're one on one now, but I appreciate the fact that you actually threw that monkey wrench into the whole debate, whether you be a man or a woman, because women puke too.
Yes. Okay. Well, but I'm still on that, like, guys.
You know,
because all right,
anyway.
Fine. You give one part to women and one part to men.
The seat is quite clean. Okay. So you know why dirty that up?
This is you know what I don't think it's. It's tilted.
Three shows in a row that I've just. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. No,
but it's a wash.
It's a wash. Yeah, it might be. Yeah, it might be a dirty.
No, you guys have had such a great banter today. It's just amazing. I was gonna go for a bike ride and I couldn't leave until you guys are done.
Yeah. Hey, dude, it's not banter. We're solving the world's problems right here.
I know you are. You're solving mine.
You know, you can all call in. Bring it on.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you being.
See you, Stacey. See you, Tony.
All right. Thanks.
See you,
bye.
Yeah, it's our man.
Chip. Yes.
Yes. Moon over my hammy.
Mm-hmm.
That's our hero of the day.
Our number one fan.
Hey, but you know what? Go out and enjoy that bike
fan
ride.
Zero.
We understand.
Yes.
I think by the time the winter rolls around and we have a time slot or a station or a budget and have a real show going at that point, you know, there's going to be more people that are going to be, you know, somebody blew out their MCL. Over on Apex Ridge,
so they're going to
be forced to listen to us.
Yeah,
that's how. Hey, how do you guys? How'd you guys get your fan base? Attrition, you know, injuries.
Yeah,
sports injuries.
Mm-hmm. Disasters.
Yeah, natural disasters, blizzard. You're
car
stuck
accidents.
In the house.
Mm-hmm.
Our Nielsen's go right through the roof.
See, you're going to have trouble getting in here. I live right here. You have to.
I'm out in Siberia.
Yeah, you are, and it's worse out there too.
Oh, yeah, for snow and for construction this year, but it's all good because those streets ain't getting any younger. Them potholes ain't getting any shallower.
So what other men, women things? Because
yeah, those
you did not win the toilet seat one. You did not.
Well, you didn't either, so I'm all right with that.
I certainly did. I certainly did.
See, this is where women become delusional and all conversations just
and
pointless.
And this is where men just decide that they're going to say how it is and that's just going to be how it is.
No, we're just going to know how it is and we don't have to say it.
Well, it's nice living in that delusional little world, isn't it?
It's served me well for 43 years, mm-hmm. 42 years. How mm-hmm. old am I? I ask myself that every time I go to work.
So are you going to be 50 and still putting on a wig and spandex?
No, I'll have hotter musicians to do that, I'll be taking a booking cut.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, occasionally I'll still do the show that I dig, but there's a couple shows that I'm okay with phasing out and really not doing as much as I used to.
Then we can go shopping for some control top spandex for you.
Yay. Well, that depends, doesn't it? Yike. Yeah, you want me to do the
I'm going to stay in good shape.
You know, maybe
you
I'll get
You can't.
You
go
don't
back.
Think I, you don't think I will?
It's just harder for men.
I've abused the heck out of myself the last 5 or 6 years when I was a gym rat when I lived in LA, but you know, at least I can keep my hands off the Krispy Kremes. I don't want to push that Midwest, you know, gene pool thing, because I could blimp up at any moment.
See, us West Coasters, we tend to stay.
Well, I think my 15 years in LA kind of it probably jacked my lungs, but as far as my, you know, just my aesthetically,
mm-hmm.
you know, I probably added a couple years by getting out of the Midwest and.
So let's see, and
because I just would have sat around and just. Ate and played video games and,
and
resigned myself to mediocrity.
And what is your cocktail of choice again?
Food-wise?
Your cocktail. When you go to order a drink, what is it that you usually get? What is
salad? Why are you asking me this?
Because it's Coke and, isn't it Jack and Coke or Coke and, it's Coke and something. That's going to blimp you out more than anything.
In the summertime, it's rum and diet.
Which just sounds nasty.
No, it tastes like the beach. Since I can't always get to the beach.
Born and lived on the beach, it is nothing like
that. That's because you grew up and were born and raised on the beach. I've been to the beach probably 36 times, but no, I mean, probably, you know, 100 times. But
so what was it, rum and Coke? No.
Rum and diet.
Well, see, you'll fit in real well down in the Caribbean then, but
that's kind of a sexually ambiguous drink, isn't it? Rum and diet?
Anything diet,
right? Because I know soda makes you fat anyway, but I still don't need the actual sugar on top of it.
Yeah.
Unless it's going to be like Mexican Coke sugar, like the actual Mexican Coke in the glass bottles. Uh-huh. You treat yourself to that every once in a while. Like, when's the last time you chowed down on some ice cream?
I hate ice cream.
Really?
I've never liked it. I will never chow down on ice cream.
I could do that if I let myself go. Just become Jabba the American.
No, you know what my thing is? If the fat thing for me that if I could just do it, I would do it, is potato chips, French fries.
Oh, salty.
But bread, like homemade, warm French bread with butter.
Dipped in some, like... olive oil with some good cheese.
Any kind of oil or butter or cheese. Ooh, yeah. Any of that. I hear you. I'm a salty. I don't need cake. I don't eat cookies. I don't eat ice cream. I cannot stand.
Pancakes just feels like a big cement rock in my gut, and French toast too.
None of that.
No, I'm
the salty stuff. I can take or leave the sugar. And that's why when I have a cocktail, I just want straight booze. I don't.
Right.
My thing is vodka on the rocks. I don't even want to mess it up with any vermouth.
Gotcha.
So there's not a lot of calories in vodka.
Right. And it's better for the voice, vocally, better than whiskey.
Oh, is it? I didn't know.
Yeah, it actually matters. And then sometimes the sulfides in wine.
Oh, I don't even allergy I don't attack. Like wine, but it's cheap, and so I'll drink it because.
And the French paradox.
That's red wine.
The red wine doesn't convert to fat calories as easily as any other alcohol.
Mm-hmm. But I've turned into a wimp with wine in my later years.
Uh-oh.
Red wine gives me a headache.
I was cruising the nursing homes.
Oh, stop. Stop. I look younger than you.
See, you had one mush ball you threw out, and I had one, too, that I batted down there.
I had to give you something. Yeah. Otherwise, you may go home crying.
I know. I was berated by a woman.
I can't have that on my conscience.
How will I live?
I can't have that on my conscience again. So I have to give you one or two every once in a while.
Yeah, throw a cat a bone.
Happy birthday.
435-655-8255 is our number here in the studio. If there's anything you want to contribute. If there's anything you want to suggest, and we've had some suggestions. We've had people tell us they'd like us to do a lot of things.
This is Doug Wells, proud supporter of KPCW with Albion Financial Group, Utah's 25-year-old boutique wealth management firm. Albion manages just under $600 million for about 300 families in Park City and the Intermountain West by navigating legacy issues and managing their portfolios on confidential terms. 649-1717 or albionfinancial.com.
KPCW and the Park City Museum presents the summer radio series Park City History Bits. Learn a nugget of local history each week. A new bit debuts every week during Community Voices and re-airs during the Local View with Randy Barton and throughout the week. Sponsored by Julie Hopkins of Keller Williams Real Estate.
This is Mike Kilchenstein at Park City-based Ramp Sports, a proud KPCW supporter. Ramp makes skis and snowboards for riders across the globe, and we make them in our new factory located right here in Park City. Our hands-on, environmentally friendly manufacturing process is recognized industry-wide. Find us at rampsports.com.
KPCW 91.9, 6:34 in the evening. Thank you, guys, for listening to Stacy and myself here the last, 2.5 hours flew right by. Obviously, we're just getting some silliness off our chest here, but we are amenable to your suggestions. 655-8255 in the 435 area code. We're also both on Facebook / Tony Morris and Stacy Demalski, D-Y-M-A-L-S-K-I.
Yep, that's right. You got it right.
And her blog is Mom Sense to Nonsense.
No, nonsense to mom sense. That didn't sound right. No.
Right. Mom sense, yeah.
Yeah, because the subtext is how my life as a stand-up comic prepared me for motherhood.
Exactly. Yeah. And now you got snappy comebacks for everything your smart teenage boys say.
Yeah, they hate it.
Yeah.
They are
well prepared.
Oh, you know what? For life and women. I mean,
for social situations.
They got it down.
For, you know, entertaining. You know, say they got some hot dinner party or something, they're going to have the snappy one-liners because they had to keep up with mom.
They will. And they have seen some stuff because they grew up in comedy clubs and in movie sets. And, you know, they have seen some stuff. So
they're gonna have a nice head start on most of humanity. I think anytime you have entertainers in your immediate vicinity, be they intentional or not, because many of my family members, my Uncle Jim, Action Jackson, that owned Honest Jim's Auto Body. Come on.
Is that really the name? Or
Honest
did you make it?
Jim's.
Honest, he named it Honest Jim's.
Jim's.
That right there makes me think he's a crook.
Thank you. These are the characters I grew up with, which prepared me for, you know, dealing with insanity on a day-to-day basis and probably being more perceptive to it. As you know, that's what we do as humorous is find stupid things in daily life. Like you called yourself honest, you're naming it honest. You're going with that. Yet you have the best racist jokes I've ever heard, ever.
But they don't think they're racist. They're like, what? That's
funny.
Oh
no, I mean, he knows. He knows. No. He's a bright cat. He knows. He knows when he's. That's why when I was a kid, he'd tell me these when I was 10. But he'd whisper them. So he knew. Mm-hmm. He knew. It'd be like, hey, backyard family gathering
Tony, come here,
in the middle
here.
Of August. Hey, man, I got a new one for you. Hey, man.
And would you laugh?
Pause. Laugh hysterically. Usually laugh. I'd catch most of them, but some of them were so blue that.
They were over your head at 10?
He actually paced it well. I mean, he'd start me out with the, you know, he didn't get into the racist stuff until I was a.
11.
Into high school. Oh. And he's got a couple stories in the book just because it was just so influential to me as a goofball, you know. And we were having a hard time finding a name for our band, our garage band. And actually, I think our garage band guitarist, Mr. Earhart in Illinois, might be streaming right now.
Yeah,
so I don't know if he knows this story. He hasn't read the book, so I don't know if he's heard this story, but we were looking for a name for our garage band. Me, Earhart, and Higgy. Oswego, Illinois, 1985. And I was raking leaves in Honest Jim's backyard. And I'm like, man, we're trying to, he's like, oh, how's that band going? I'm like, yeah, you know, it's doing all right. We, you know, just can't find a name yet. We got a bunch of songs, man. We got a bunch of Rush songs. So the chicks will dig us, right? Cricket, cricket. Mm-hmm. And then we got some Led Zeppelin songs, but we don't have a band name. He's like, well, do what Lynyrd Skynyrd did. Like, what'd they do? Then they named their band after their gym teacher. I'm like, well, we go to a, you know, Catholic school. We don't have gym. Well, how about your music teacher? I said, Norbert Rosansky. There you go.
Was that your band name?
It was not Norbert Rosansky.
Oh, that would have been a good band name.
Although a couple of Action's friends, I named bands or projects after when I got to Musicians Institute a couple years later, right out of high school in Hollywood. One project was Jim Schwepke and the Groin Pulls.
Nice. Nicely done.
And they would often open for Randy Hesselbaum and the Butt Crumbs.
Ah.
Yeah. So those guys, your check's in the mail. I'm sure there's residuals that need to happen. KPCW, you're on the air with Stacy and Tony.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
I think we got butt dialed.
I think so, too.
And that's awesome. It's almost like listener love, but from the back
end. The back side, yeah. The back side of the Wasatch Front.
655-8255 in the 435 area code. And you can also text us if you need to. Actually, if you know us personally, you can like, hey, play another Beatles song. Or, hey, let's talk about thrift stores.
Or our blogs.
Or shopping. Or our blogs. Nonsense to Mom Sense.
And the cover dog.
And the cover dog. What's so your latest one was
Playboy
episode where we won't give too much away, but...
Oh, we can give it away because they'll just want to go and read it.
If they know what's good for them.
Yeah. Yeah. The opening line of the blog is that I was, when I was younger, I was asked to pose for Playboy. Kind of.
You were in the right place at the right time.
I kind of was. This was at the Comedy Store. I think I was either 21, 23, around there. And there were a lot of hot female comics then. And I'm not saying I was one of them. I was funny, but
you mean hot like funny?
Yeah, hot like funny.
Okay.
And...
because we all think you're hot, Stacey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We need the webcam in here. Okay, go ahead.
So this talent scout from Playboy comes in, and he watched the show. And afterward, he kind of got a bunch of us together, and he said, hey, you know, we're going to do a women in comedy issue. If you would be interested in being included in it, here's my card. Let me know. And now, does this not sound
shady?
Like, yeah,
shady.
Doesn't that sound like the biggest? Okay, come take your clothes off, little girls.
Hey, can you smell this napkin? Does this smell like
exactly out? Yeah. So, but as I said in the blog, because since we made our living as professional cynics, we all checked him out, and he really was a scout. And how it worked back then, I'm not sure how it works now. Is they had you come in and take Polaroids of you to make sure that you weren't gonna
shady.
No, it's the real deal. It was the real deal.
Call the cops.
No, no, no. And a couple of my comic friends, in fact, I posted a picture of one of them in the blog.
Yeah, not my type, but 80s hot.
Oh, she was. She looks great.
Yeah, Rhonda.
Shear. She was on USA Up All Night. That's the one in the car we were trying to remember.
Yeah, do remember
that. Remember that?
Do remember that show. Yep.
Yeah, that was her. She did pose, and then after that, her career took off. She was in Spaceballs. She was in...
And where are you now?
Well, and I say at the end of the blog, I'm shuttling kids all over the country.
Because you didn't drop trowel.
I didn't drop trowel. Well, as I said, I have trouble doing that just for a gynecological exam, let alone going, look at this.
I have the same thing.
You have gynecological exams?
I have a hard time bearing the old...
So if Playgirl came to you and said, would you, Tony, we would like you to get in the buff and let's do a, we want you to be a male centerfold.
What did Cuba Gooding Jr. say?
You do it for the money?
Show me the money. Well, it'd have to be a big stack.
Really? But even at that, they got to make sure that you're not going to freeze up, you know, like a seized engine when they get you in front of a camera.
Right. I'm not sure if, I'm not sure if this is in my entertainment future. Are you trying to angle? Well, do you have an agent that I need to meet?
Honest with you, I think that ship has sailed for you.
Yeah, I would think so too. I mean, there probably was a time back in my Jim Rat days where I'd have been like, yeah.
Would you have done it then?
Yeah. Do I get a record deal? I'll do it.
Would you have?
Well, what else do I need? I'll do it.
Full frontal nudity.
Me and five other guys, I'll still probably do it. For a record deal back in the day? Ah.
When you were buffed?
I would have sold my soul.
It's all hypothetical now, so you can easily say yes.
But it is obviously easier when you're in your top physical condition and your youth.
Yeah, well, I had that
God,
going
I'm making
for
it
me.
Sound like I'm 80 in here. I mean, really. I am the oldest 42-year-old man you'll ever meet, though.
You are, and I have to tell you, we've known each other for 2 years, but we haven't really started truly hanging out until like the last year, so about
sure.
a year. And I have to say, when I first met you, I thought you were older than you are. I was shocked when I found out.
Get off my lawn!
Yeah, that's part of it.
You whippersnappers with your Rubik's Cubes and your Ataris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is that. You have a lot of gray going on, too.
I do.
And especially in your beard, more in your beard than in
right.
your hair. But it's in your hair, too.
But I had to shave yesterday's mutton chops off my face to play at Prime tonight because I wasn't going to go in looking like Taylor Parks, unemployed father of seven, and Baptist preacher. Uh-huh. When I'm working at the steakhouse, it's a fancy place, indoor toilets.
Yeah, that doesn't help either. That makes you sound a little older, too.
What, doing the redneck voice?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could combine the Taylor Parks redneck voice with the sexually ambiguous lisp from Decades. Thrift store
Ready,
shopping.
Ready, set, go. That's dead
no,
air.
No, man, I ain't going to do that, man, because David Croth already did the effeminate Southern guy. I'm not going to do the effeminate Southern guy because David Croth already did it once.
That's
pretty
good.
I'm not going to pull out a Manthea.
Okay, well, I don't think that's a
It was my take on. Well,
yes.
David Cross did the same thing.
He did something similar.
And I got to say, his book was one of the sparks in the butt to get me to put all my stuff.
Oh, I love his book.
When he came through town and played a gig that night at in the venue, I think it was for I Drink for a Reason, David Cross's book. If you haven't already gone out and got Stacy's book, which is of course on the top of your priority list before you get David Cross's book. I don't mean to plug his book before Confessions of a Band Geek Mom and the follow-up, the sophomore effort, which will be titled
Wynton Marsalis
had my baby.
Had my back.
Wynton Marsalis had my back. Well, Wynton Marsalis had my baby.
Yeah,
so
I know
that's
that.
Why I get
it's
it mixed
been
up.
Done, and I refuse to
or
do it,
it
again if it's been
or
done.
Or was it Branford? I still got to get the DNA.
I don't know Branford.
Okay, I got to get the DNA test back.
Yeah, cute kid though. I have to say.
Yeah, which one?
Your love child.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
Wynton Marsalis or Branford, whoever it is. You guys make cute children together.
We just get funny looks at the Walmart.
I'm sure you do.
Mark your calendars for Park Silly Sunday Fun Days.
Awesome vendors, an expanded farmer's market, kids activities, beer garden, and live music.
Performance art, local produce, along with nonprofit awareness.
From 10 until 5, located on Park City's historic Main Street.
For more information, visit our website at ParkSillySundayMarket.com.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest.
The Park Silly Sunday Market is a nonprofit organization.
Hello there. This is Renee with Leadership Park City. I'm here to tell you about your chance to help shape Park City's future. Apply now for Leadership Class 20. Applying is easy. The link to the online application is available on the upper right-hand corner of the city's homepage, parkcity.org, under Events. Don't delay. Deadline to apply is Friday, August 23rd. Questions? Call me, 615-5201. Leadership Park City is sponsored by Park City Municipal and is a nonprofit program.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
KPCW 91.9. Not quite time to say goodbye yet. We still got another 11 minutes with the gorgeous, talented, occasionally snarky Stacey Domalski and her friend,
Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. And what is
you?
Well, we love you too, Stacey. And thank you for joining us on our unnamed show that we're going to be doing every other Sunday, 4 to 7, Arts Fest or No Fest. Sundance will probably get the boot, though.
Oh, wait, we'll definitely get the boot.
If we're still on by then. We might transfer to some big markets. I mean, we need to go to big markets. I think we'd be
LA,
huge in Louisville, Kentucky, and Des Moines.
I don't do well in the South.
You did some stand-up down there.
I did, and I got a lukewarm reception. The only place I did well is in Austin, Texas, in the Velveeta Room.
Nice.
They liked me. But outside of Austin, no. The men do not like me, the men don't even get me, and the women, we just have nothing in common.
Right.
So.
I could see that.
Yeah. It's.
Where's your mud flaps, girl?
No, not even that. It's what are you doing up there on that stage?
Yeah. You need to cook me up some chitlins.
Make me a sandwich.
That's it. Look out. And, I mean, yeah, you know, there's pockets of. Pockets of enlightenment everywhere. Austin, Texas, Portland, Oregon, Madison,
Oregon.
Wisconsin, Park City, Utah.
Moab,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll be big in Moab. It's like being big in Japan for Utahns, you know, who don't get on airplanes.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I met a lot of people when I moved up here from L.A. 10 years ago, not Park City, but other places in the valley that just never been on an airplane.
Well, even in L.A., I know people who have never seen snow. They've never even gone up to Big Bear.
Big Bear, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they get comfortable.
Wouldn't that just be nice, just to not have that,
no.
Like, just to be the other people in Truman Show, not the one going, yeah, but if I get on this boat and I go out there, there's going to be something cool. Ignorance is bliss.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't like it. I mean, I've been traveling since as long as I can remember. But my parents divorced, so I went back and forth between Portland and San Francisco starting at, like, age 7.
Yeah. I just never left. Just Aurora, Illinois, boom,
so,
as a kid. A couple little travels as a kid because we had family in California, so I did get to see it. So that probably put a little...
Oh,
no,
so you
spark
did go to California
yeah,
as a kid.
Twice, at 7 and then at like 14, which was awful because it's like my brother and I went with my mom. It's like a 14-year-old boy with his mom in California.
Unless it's somebody like me.
Well, of course, unless it's a hip enlightened mom like Stacey Domalski.
Because my kids and I travel together and we have some fun.
Oh, I'm sure. See?
I dragged them. I told you, I dragged them into comedy clubs in the middle of the night in New York, and we're taking the subway at 2 a.m. and stepping over passed out bums and
real living,
getting sushi at 2 in the morning and that kind of stuff.
See, this is, if I was going to be a parent, I'd probably do it like you, but
well, like the Centerfold, that ship may have sailed.
I'm pretty sure of that one. Hey, there's always, if I win the lottery.
You're going to buy a kid?
I'm going to buy a kid.
Hmm.
I'm going to pull a Brad.
Aunt Brangelina?
A Brangelina.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. You may want to rethink that. As I told you at the very beginning of the show, they are expensive.
They're pricey.
Especially if they end up musicians, then you pay for all that extra stuff.
Listen, people ask me all the time, my kid's playing da-da-da-da. Yeah, what advice do you have for a kid that wants to be a musician? Don't.
It's too late. I got one heading that way now, and he's already got a bunch of big expensive stuff too.
No, so. I mean, fantastic way to see the world and improve your social skills. I was a bashful young whippersnapper.
You were? Okay.
No, I never was.
I'm out.
No,
I can't even
do that with a straight face. That was even more BS than your Mr. Wonderful there.
Yeah.
You know,
I
can lay it on if I need to, but
were never a shy kid.
No, it was always attention whore.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know your dad, but I know he's on Facebook. Could always private message him and go.
He was singer in a wedding band. He planted the
bug. I read that in your book.
He planted the bug. Mm-hmm. Blog. Oh, see how that snuck in there? Do you have a new blog to post? What's your next blog going to be about?
I haven't decided yet. I need to post something tomorrow. I posted Monday, Wednesday, Friday last week. How many times did you post?
Are we going to go into this again?
I'm just curious. I'm just making conversation.
I would take one blog per week of quality.
Oh, so mine aren't quality.
Did I say that? Or
you
are you projecting?
It.
I certainly did not.
I'm not projecting.
I'm saying that if I tried to do three a week with my current schedule, they would all be subpar.
Are you saying that I don't do anything, therefore I'm able to write three a week?
I did not even come close to implying that. I think you're just projecting onto me.
Not at all, sir.
Isn't that a psychology term?
I think you just made that up, actually.
Totally. Projecting. It's probably just Dr. Phil-ish.
It is Phil-ish.
Yeah.
It's foolish.
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably watching too much Oprah or something.
Mm-hmm. Again, a girl thing. Shopping.
Maybe I would understand you people more had I watched more Oprah. But when I was a kid, it was Donahue. It was still Donahue.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's kind
Chicago.
Of a girl, too. Although he was married or is married to Marlo Thomas.
Yeah. Who was hot.
Yeah, she was.
She was hot back then. How about old school crushes? If you could go back in time and have a celebrity crush.
Paul Newman.
Okay.
Marlon Brando.
Wow. Early Brando? Okay.
In A Streetcar Named Desire. That was hot. That rape scene?
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
You've never seen A Streetcar Named Desire?
No.
If you had time.
Right.
I would have you come over to my house and we'd watch it. It is amazing.
Okay.
It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm in. That's Stella, right? That's Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
That was Paul Newman. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof was Paul Newman and Elizabeth Taylor. That was smoking hot, too, because...
She was hot in the day.
Well, here's the thing about Cat on a Hot Tin
Roof. Natalie Wood. She was cute,
too.
You know,
my mother looks just like Natalie.
Really?
She was a cross between...
Donna Tortola? Maybe I will join you.
No, that's my stepmom.
Oh.
That mom is up in Portland. Yeah, well, you've heard about my odd family tree.
Yeah, you got...
180 from yours.
Family tree. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a forest.
Cactus going on everywhere.
Yeah, I got several step parents on each side.
It's nice, though. You got to travel more as a kid than I did.
I did, because I was being shuttled around from place to place. I think I might have told you, I went to four different elementary schools between first and fifth grade.
That's awesome.
That's why I'm funny.
That's
I had to fit in quick. Yep. That was the best way to do it.
Conform or be cast out, Neil Peart said.
Yeah.
It's not Pert. Neil Peart. Every Rush fan knows it's Neil Peart.
Yeah, but it's easier to say Pert, because Peart is... hard.
It is a little funky. Well, my little brother said that's why NHL is only starting to get popular, because most Americans are too ignorant to pronounce the foreign names.
That's a good joke.
And he said besides, 98% of them have never been to jail. So it'll never catch
on. Unlike the NBA,
it'll never catch on as a professional sport.
Yeah, NBA,
you know,
NFL.
Compared to football, but... Oh, yeah. It's been a good show. Thanks for hanging out again. This is, thank you guys, Park City. And we're always, open to phone calls and silly ideas.
Well,
and we're still putting stuff together, but you guys have all been very patient. Either that or nobody's listening.
Well, I think it was, we had Arts Festival.
That's a combination of both.
You know what? We have fun. We're entertaining ourselves.
No. The last couple of weeks, too. We got our contributors. We're starting to get a little, I don't know. This thing's
a little following. Yes,
it
is. I worked in television, and it's like television. They have to give it time to find its feet.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not sure about these characters, but I can pretty much tell you that there's no plot.
I like this character.
Yes, dear.
Oh, wait.
You've been on my mind all day. That's why I bought you these flowers.
That's why I didn't come home last night.
Because you were on my mind.
Because all night.
Yeah. Oh, God, I saw the funny, Rotten E cards.
It's
a joke. And this woman, it's a picture of her, and she's really happy. And the caption says, the first time I had an orgasm where you were involved is when I got your divorce papers.
Nice. That's a win.
I want a doll that says that kind of stuff.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, how do what would we call the opposite of the Mr. Wonderful?
That well, I want correct. A woman opposite Mr. Wonderful because it was. I don't know. I have to ponder that one.
Let's kick that around too. There goes Mr. Bill driving a cab down Sweet Alley, waving, probably wondering why we didn't play more Beatles. The little Beatles we played was fun though. The Twickenham.
Yeah, those were good.
Stuff.
Those were good. I had that too at one time on a cassette, and I don't know what happened to that.
Yeah, those things kind of disappear. Oh, I had some good it's a bunch of hidden track stuff on cassette.
Mm-hmm.
Probably recorded off the radio or off an LP.
I don't remember how I recorded it, but I recorded it from something. Yeah, I think somebody had an LP. Oh, I remember what it was because I went to another thing I did. I went to high school for half a year in Paris. I went to the Sorbonne my junior year. And did you do that?
Oui, oui.
Yeah. And they have a lot of recordings over there. Vinyl that you can't get here.
Sure.
And I recorded it on a cassette when I was over there off somebody else's.
Sweet.
Yeah. No, but I had that too, and I don't know what happened to it.
Hey, any last-minute plugs you need to squeeze in?
That we haven't done already?
Not too. We haven't done too heavily this hour. Just, people could be tuning in and going, wow, what's this awesome new radio show, and where can I send a check?
Well, that would be nice. Send it to the radio station and tell them where you want it to go. To whom?
Well,
to which
I think
show?
They're already sending those emails and letters telling us where to go.
Oh.
So, and nothing live performance-wise? No more stand-up for you for a while?
Oh, I have some things in the works.
Okay.
No, I do. I just can't really say right now until it's finalized.
Yeah, but. You hate looking like a flake.
Mm-hmm. No, I do have some stuff coming up, both locally and away.
Okay.
I am not going to do any of that when I go to Tortola. As I said,
yeah.
It's going to be one of those eat, pray, love kind of trips.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to deal with sending the kid away and
I got to come home at some point, though, and get off that plane by myself. Are you picking me up?
I could do that.
Could you?
We'll see. What time? When is that?
Yeah, you probably can't, though, because it'll probably be at night sometime, and you're busy at night.
Yep. The exciting life of rock and roll here at K-Billy Sound of the 70s. And if you want some rock and roll, that's kind of low tune. It's more Stephen Wright than Sam Kinison.
I love Stephen Wright.
Yeah. Spilled spot remover on my dog. Now he's gone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Went to the hardware store, bought some used paint. It was in the shape of a house. Had trouble leaving there because I had parked in a tow-away zone. When I got back, the entire area was gone. Love them. So
yeah,
if you want some live entertainment that's less mullet hatchet and more mellow, join me tonight at Prime Steakhouse, 7 to 10.
And what's your gig?
7 till whenever.
And what's your gig after that? Because lately you've been doing two a night.
No double tonight, my dear. All I can do now is sign off. KPCW for Stacy and myself. Thanks for listening to 91.9 KPCW.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. U.S. defense and intelligence agencies are on high alert for a potential terror strike. Congressman Michael McCaul, House Homeland Security Committee Chairman.
The threat is, I perceive, very imminent.
McCaul spoke on CBS Face the Nation.
We're doing everything we can to prevent this threat from happening. And I must say, this is probably one of the most specific, incredible threats I've seen perhaps since 9/11.
Americans traveling abroad are urged to be alert.